Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Want to welcome everyone to a really cool Texas.
Yes. What a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah, up in my beloved little plot in the hill country, you know, up there a couple of weeks ago, 106, and a couple of days ago, it was 56.
Huh? Yeah. Well, evidently, the weather forecasters had a field day with, for parts of the state, you know, parts of Texas, Panhandle, North Texas, Central Texas, you know, even down into South Texas, It was pretty obvious that they were going to get the front. But then the low got cut off, and then it wasn't going to happen for East and Southeast Texas. And then, wait a minute, it's going to happen. And, maybe not. It's back and forth. They waffled.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a respite from the heat, any respite at this time of year is most welcome.
Oh, indeed it is.
Just a hint of what's going to happen next month.
And you haven't told Bob yet today that your Farmer's Almanac is pretty much right on about the weather, right?
Is that his head shaking that I see?
Yeah,
there
it is. Yeah.
It's through the glass, Bob. Bob Van sitting there shaking his head. Audio Bob. Yeah. Hey, you know, cool weather makes us want to go find a bush or a tree and rub up against, you know?
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Rut time. Mm-hmm. So we would get probably one of the oldest rutters that I know.
Okay.
Texas Outdoors Journal. Whitetail editor Bob Zeglin. Bob's going to join us, and we're going to get our discussion of hunting whitetail deer in the upcoming hunting season kicked off. Because, let's see, next week you've got Carry O'Day coming in.
Right, yeah, getting your firearms ready and so on. And, of course, October is our really special month of shows.
Our annual Waltz Across Texas with all 8 Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders.
Yep, telling you what's going on right now.
Yeah, updating the information that they provided for the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. So we've got a lot going on. We're glad you're joining us, and we want you to stick around. And please remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, of course, big numbers, big discussion about the upcoming election. But we mentioned it, I think, for the past couple of weeks, but it's worth mentioning again. The August 2020 instant background check numbers just broke all records. Absolutely amazing. But as those numbers have been deciphered further, it showed that among the more than 13 million firearms purchased in the first 8 months of the year, more than 5 million were by first-time buyers. Take it a step further. And this was
It's kind of like get one while you can. There's a lot of worry out there.
Well, yeah, and as we've
a lot of fear, I mean, too, with all the stuff and the protesting.
Well, and sometimes it's not just the firearm. We've seen that there is no depth, the level that the liberals will sink to trying to get their way. But maybe it is doing something to inhibit the manufacturer or availability of ammunition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a gun becomes a club, you know, if you don't have anything that you can shoot. And then when it comes to Democratic leaders, you can just put misinformed and then insert their name. You know, it's real simple. But Senator Claire McCaskill, Democrat from Missouri, you know, is on the political talk show pundit.
Oh, well, of course.
You know.
Me.
Yeah. Data shows that she couldn't be more mistaken. The continued surge of firearm ownership in 2020 includes women as one of the fastest growing demographics, continuing a 20-year trend.
Oh, really? That is, it is quite
More than 5 million were first-time owners, including almost 2 million women. And here's something that we've kicked around on the show in the past. People will go play golf. They'll play tennis. They will do it as couples. Let me tell you what. Some of the shooting ranges, particularly in metropolitan areas, are absolutely phenomenal. Why not make that a social event?
Sure.
You know, go with your husband.
Because there are a lot of nice ones.
There's some real nice ones.
A lot of real nice ones.
And, you know, enjoy shooting. And the other thing is, and you and I are both big proponents on this, if you're going to carry a firearm, practice with it.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So that you're proficient. So that, God forbid, the time comes you need to use it. You know, you can respond, you know, and know what
and properly and also still safely. I said one of those firearms rules, be sure what's behind the target. One thing that was sort of good news, though, California. But I was surprised, actually, as obviously as liberal as they are, where they were trying to pass that law prohibiting the importation of certain trophy animals. And in all the African countries were going, no, you know, this is our income here. You're messing with our income and you're messing with our conservation. It didn't pass.
Gee, everybody's talking about red states flipping to blue. Blue states flipping to red.
Yeah, maybe.
Being fed up with all the nonsense.
Well, paying attention to, to the science, you know.
Coming up for the election, folks, there is a website you can go to register to vote, find out about absentee and early voting, profiles of your 2020 candidates and find in polling place. And that is gunvote.org. Real simple. Gunvote.org. Good website for you to go to. Talking about hunting seasons coming up. Again, social distancing, trying, you know, the lack of classes.
Oh, that's a great example of social distancing. 100 yards.
But the hunter safety courses. Parks and Wildlife for a number of years has been moving toward a mentoring hunting program. Basically, experienced hunters. Of course, one thing that I always point out is hopefully the mentor knows the right way, because you can also be taught the wrong
way. And one of our favorite examples, our good friend, you know, Tom Hewitt, Operation Orphans. That's a fabulous program.
Sure.
They're tweaking it again because of the distancing and the coronavirus and stuff. But I mean, they're still on for this year.
Right.
But getting, you know, hunting locations for the kids, teaching them firearm safety, teaching them how to hunt and stuff like that. That's a great program.
Well, looking at Texas Parks and Wildlife, they have a mentoring program. Go to the Parks and Wildlife website, mm-hmm. tpwd.texas.org, and they will provide you information on, tpwd.texas.gov. I'm sorry, not org.
It's shortened a little bit. It used to be.
Yeah, they've changed it numerous times. They paid someone to do that, you know. but you can also go to the YouTube channel for TPWD and do your search for mentor hunting workshops to get, you know, an idea of what that is going to be.
Yeah,
like.
I've got because of, again, like I say, a little extra time on our hands and stuff like that, I say doing a bit more YouTube, but just stuff, you know, things mm-hmm. that are entertaining, that are interesting. I mean, there's a lot of crapola there too, but that's okay. You just shuffle through it, okay? You know, garbage in, garbage out, friends. You know, don't believe everything. In fact, these days, because of this great computer effects, you can't even believe everything you see.
Right.
But take it for what it is. But researching it, you know, and then you kind of stumble over stuff. And a guy that just always so impressed me, the late great actor and director Orson Welles, and popped up some interviews that I had not seen on Welles before. I mean, I never had the chance to interview him when I was doing entertainment. Right. I met him once on the way to the bathroom in a restaurant in L.A. But the guy's a great guest too. So interesting stuff out there. But whether it's, you know, indoors, outdoors, or whatever, there's some very interesting things up there.
We can close the chapter on the CCA Star Tournament.
Yes.
And this is the final report. Of course, these are all pending polygraph tests. So start us off as you have all these weeks.
Yeah, well, again, this is our favorite category. Starting off with the Star Kids Scholarship Division, these kids are vying for $50,000 college scholarships each. And some of these held up for a good while, and boy, they can take a deep breath now. Flounder, 5-pound, 11-ounce, Mason Blaylock, who's 10. Sheepshead, 8-pound, 1-ounce, Wyatt McKissick, who is 8. Gafftop, 7-pound, 1-ounce, Rowdy Hanks, who is 8.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. Lily Larson, 16-year-old, caught a 7-pound, 14-ounce speckled trout for the Upper Coast. Nicholas Schatz, 17-year-old, caught an 8-pound, 13-ounce to lead the Mid-Coast. And Samuel Carrizales, 16-year-old, 8-pound, 2-ounce is the Lower Coast leader.
Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, Flounder, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Curtis Wiedener, who is 14. Sheepshead, this is the happy McKissick family, 6-pound, 6-ounce, Kaylee McKissick, who is 14. Gafftop, 7-pound, 5-ounce, Addison Toulos, who is 12.
If they didn't take the scholarships, would they open a new boat dealership with all the, I mean, that they've kind of racked up? Wow. Saturday, you know, sale.
You bet.
In the adult speckled trout division, Lee Wright, 8-pound, 11-ounce is the Upper Coast leader. Justin Aguilar's 9-pound even speckled trout leads the Mid-Coast. And Danny Perez, 10-pound, 9-ounce trout leads the Lower Coast.
Kingfish, 57-pound, 6-ounce, Clifford McCrimmon. Dorado, 35-pound, even. Teague Mize and the Big Ling, and this held up all summer. Reese Connor, 70 pounds, 3 ounces.
In the adult flounder division, William Casey Hicks, 6-pound, 8-ounce flatfish leads. Jerry Mills, 9-pound, even sheepshead is leader in that division. And Michael Fesco, 8-pound, 2-ounce gafftop leads that division.
Now, the Texas Ford Dealers Redfish Division, and these people are out there, you know, trying to find those tag redfish, of which there were 60 put out there where you fish. They wanted you to catch them. All of the Ford F-150 boat motor trailer packages were collected. Jake Bozeman, Marilyn Monroe, she's 11. She gets scholarship money. Thomas Bossy, Bettina Mathis, and Jacob Goodwin. But that's where it ended. All the boat packages, nobody claimed those. So there were 5 winners that were certified and 8 ineligible. They're in group therapy. So there's still a lot of tag fish running around out there, but too late.
for this year.
Yep.
But just remember, when Harold and I warn you next year.
Get ready.
Get ready, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our Best Bets Outdoor Report. And yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right here on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide your analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Folks, we've said it for several weeks now. Dove season's open.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with night vision and hunting? Hunting?
What?
Well, you're going to be out there and you're going to be looking for something to do at night.
There you go.
Okay. Call Clifford Cheadle and the folks at Third Coast Thermal and get you some night vision or thermal imagery equipment.
Add a pig to the pot.
Hey, or an axis deer.
That's right.
You know, you can hunt exotic animals, free ranging exotics year round, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
And checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing at hunting times this weekend. Saturday is the first of three best days of the week. This Sunday is a good one. Monday slips to fair. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, a quartet of good days. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more best days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to become active either side of the noon hour. Continue to feed until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. On Thursday, September the 17th, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday through Friday is a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides daily. Next Saturday, a three tide day with two highs, one low. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule.
On the coast, let me make a suggestion, which is pretty much coast-wide, from running out of the Cameron Jetties over in southwest Louisiana and to our friends over there. Hey, we haven't forgotten about you. Still thinking, prayer still going your way as you continue your rebuilding. But on Big Lake and the beachfront, all the way down, following the curvature of the Texas coast, things change as far as how wind direction impacts the coast. But with this front that moved through and it stalled, any north wind can flatten the beachfront. Excellent time. Water's warm. Get out there and get after the trout and redfish that are in those waters. In Calcasieu, as well as Sabine Lake, as well as parts of the upper Galveston Bay system, North wind blows, starts to drop tides, pushing shrimp into the bay. Birds. Chase your birds. That's one of your best options this time of year. Topwater bite is continuing in West Galveston Bay. Also, San Luis Pass has been great from really the pass all the way back up to around Chocolate Bay and along the intercoastal waterway. Out of Freeport, offshore activity. Don't forget, state waters can go, still go after red snapper, kingfish mixed in, and on down the coast you got some ling that are there. West Matagorda redfish have been excellent using topwaters and bass assassins along the grass. Pods of redfish are on the move, folks. In Rockport, the flounder bite has been really good at night. Baffin Bay, literally from the JFK Causeway down to Baffin Bay along the King Ranch shoreline, good topwater action early for trout and redfish. Port Mansfield, some are making the run up past Gladys's Hole to the land cut. That's been a good option, and either side of East Cut has been a perennial hot spot. So are the jetties. Port Isabel, sheephead have been good on minnows around the rocks. Speckled trout have been good in shallow water near vegetation early in the morning, and best on shrimp under a popping cork.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees, stumps, and grass beds, fishing plastic frogs, topwater plugs, chatterbaits, skirted jigs in 3 to 5 feet. Green pumpkin Texas rig plastic worms are productive in deeper water near timber and vegetation lines, 8 to 16 feet. Crappie are good on minnows near brush piles and timber in 14 to 25 feet. Conroe, black bass are great with the vegetation and man-made docks producing a lot of success. Live bait, they've excelled along with crankbaits and rigged soft plastic worms. Fork, largemouth bass are good on slow-moving plastic worms near standing timber points and drop-offs in 18 to 28 feet. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on jigs and minnows in the standing timber areas along the creek channel and brush piles in 15 to 28 feet. Livingston, crappie are good on jigs above brush or undercover. White bass are good on spoons and Alabama rigs. Nackenich, largemouth bass are good with topwater, worms, and jigs moving from vegetation to points and some hot spots in between. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good with worms, crankbaits, jigs in medium depth structures similar to last week's locations. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs using all structures. Toledo Bend, as the area continues to clean up after Hurricane Laura, be careful with many missing or moved buoys. Black bass are good on Carolina rig with 4-foot leader, 1-ounce sinker for a deep bite in 15 to 23 feet. Carolina rig baby brush hogs and green pumpkins are working. The shallow bite is 2 to 8 feet on topwater poppers or quick-moving jigs. Tyler, crappie are good on minnows and brush piles, structure and timber in 18 to 25 feet. Catfish are good on punch bait and live bait. White bass are good in 25 to 40 feet on jigging spoons and slabs. Athens, largemouth bass are good on jerkbaits, chatterbaits, flukes, and Texas rig plastic worms working the drop-offs, brush piles, and standing timber. Crappie are good with minnows in standing timber and boat docks. Belton, white bass are good on the main lake flats, humps, and drop-offs with slabs in 20 to 35 feet. Limestone, white bass are good with slabs and live bait, fishing drop-offs and humps in the main lake in 20 to 30 feet of water. Catfish are good on cut bait or live bait. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on chatterbaits, flukes, jigs, and finesse worms, fishing near the boat docks, secondary points, bridges, and drop-offs. Crappie are good on minnows or jigs, tipped with a minnow on bridge pilings and in brush piles. Catfish are good on punch bait, live perch. Brim are good on live crickets or worms. Stillhouse, black bass are good on jigs, silver spoons, Texas rig plastic worms working vegetation edges, brush piles, rock bluffs, and submerged timber. Smallmouth bass are good with small plastic grubs and small crankbaits near rocky banks, ledges, and drop-offs. Tewakinee, catfish are good on punch bait and cut bait. Largemouth bass are good on buzz baits, watermelon-colored Texas rig plastic worms, and skirted jigs. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on live bait and slabs with some fish schooling on the surface. Texoma, striped bass and white bass are good on live bait and topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Whitney, white bass are good on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs. Crappie are good with minnows in 14 to 25 feet near creek channels and brush piles.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir, big friendly. Well, the lake might be low, about 47 and a third feet, but she's still producing lots of five-pound black bass, keeper-sized smallmouth, and big catfish. Black bass have been good on topwaters, on ledges, and in the grass. Some midwater and brush piles have been producing on soft plastics. Falcon Reservoir, they received about an inch and a half of rain, and the fish has been biting in the right spots. Bass are good around brush piles, with most of the major brush piles being on the southern end of the lake. Best bets have been Texas rig worms, Cincos, sea rigs, and crankbaits. Allen Henry, boy, this lake just continues to produce. Black bass are good on rocks and submerged brush, with worms being the favorite bait. Hybrid stripers continue to be the hot bite on Lake Coleman, just searching for schools and trolling coves at mid-depth ranges. OH ivy, bass are good in the timber, humps and drops, working deeper with worms and jigs. Crappie are good on jigs, but still mainly at night.
And heading to the hill country, Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with finesse worms, chatterbaits, black blue skirted jigs, and deep diving crankbaits, working along creek channels, main lake points, rock ledges, and the tops of flooded timber. Crappie are good on minnows in 16 to 28 feet, fishing timber and brush piles. Canyon. White bass are good on flats and drop offs with slabs and jigging spoons. Look for birds diving over feeding schools. Smallmouth bass are good on grubs and small craws in 12 to 17 feet, along rock ledges and steep rocky shorelines. Catfish are good with prepared baits and cut bait. Medina. Black bass are good off main lake points and some submerged structure below 12 feet on jigs, spinners, crankbaits, and worms. Travis. Largemouth bass are good fishing early in 18 to 35 feet with Texas rigged plastic worms, skirted jigs, and spinners near the boat docks and marinas, rock ledges, and drop-offs. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 15 to 25 feet near docks, marinas, and deeper rock ledges. Waco. Crappie are good on minnows, fishing brush piles, and structure. Sunfish are good on cutworms or live crickets.
All right, we keep talking on the hunting scene how hunting seasons have opened, but actually there is so much more that you can do than dove hunting. We'll talk more about some other season openers later in the program in the outdoor calendar. But through the summer months, the heat of the summer, we've talked about the axis roar. That continues, and while you're out at night, love to call game. I know you like to call game, yeah, too. Check out our buddy Eric Harrison's Easy Axis Deer Caller at axisdeercaller.com. Gives you something to do. I'm still working on, getting the responses right, but that's lots of fun. You can get you a Fox Pro game call along with your thermal imagery or your night vision, okay? You've got dove season in the north zone and central zone that opened September 1. The north zone will continue through the 12th through November 1 in the central zone. This is the last weekend of the special two-weekend early South Texas dove season.
Okay.
On Monday, the regular South Texas, dove season opens.
Okay.
All right. And, that's exciting. And talk to Gary Dunkel, who owns Dunkel Farms out of La Pryor, just right there out of Uvalde in that La Pryor Uvalde area. And he said with the front that came through, he said birds were kind of scattered before the front.
Right.
But then all of a sudden he saw an influx of new birds, which often happens, when we have more birds coming in.
There you go.
So that's good.
Cool.
All right. What do we got going on? That's going to come up in the other part. I mentioned that there's some other hunting seasons
right. That
you're holding until later in the program. You're teasing the audience, right?
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Is that what you're doing?
Okay.
Are you going to tease us about whether you've been on or off the road?
Hey. But this one doesn't need an extension cord. You're going to like this one.
Okay.
No. Really, in town, finding parking spaces really easy. The 2020 Fiat 500X Sport. It's a subcompact, so it's small. Okay, but all of a sudden you can use this as a backup. You can put it in the bed of your F-250 because it only weighs 3,300 pounds.
Really?
Yes.
for just in case of emergencies. And it'll hold 21 clowns.
Oh, okay. I found that out. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Peppy little thing, though. A little 1.3-liter turbo four-banger. Puts out 177 horsepower, 210 pound-feet of torque. Made it to a 9-speed transmission. A lot of safety equipment, of course. Front airbag, supplemental side curtain airbags, driver knee bolster airbag. It's kind of cool. Electronic stability control, electronic roll mitigation, touring suspension, remote start system, remote keyless entry, which they're fun when they work. Sometimes when they don't work, I'm not saying this car, I'm trying to yank a handle off one of these things. You know, then I got to get in my pocket and push the button. Uconnect, I mean, a lot of tech in there, integrated voice command, leather wrap shift knob, neat. Of course, air conditioning. I mean, the thing is really loaded. Optional stuff on it was their leather-trimmed bucket seats, the Beats premium audio system with 19-inch aluminum wheels, dual-pane sunroof, heated front seats, auto-dimming rear mirrors, 8-way power adjustable seats, adaptive speed control, lane departure warning. They've got all kind of stuff. Base is 26. This one was tricked out with everything they had at 35, but 24 miles per gallon in the city, 30 on the highway. And like I said, around town, something like this is really pretty cool. You get a lot of mileage out of it. So, subcompact, doesn't take up much space. Check it out. Very sporty, Italian, of course. The Fiat 500X for 2020.
Base is 26?
Yeah.
And as light as it is it a candidate to be tricked out with a high rack seat and, you know, a lift kit and, you know, use as a honeymoon?
Of course, yeah, and put some skid pads and, yeah, right, oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break.
Skid pads, that's not right.
Skid plates.
There you go. Skid pads, you do wheelies on and stuff. Yeah. All right,
we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Outdoors Journal, Whitetail editor Bob Zeglin, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, and cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake.
Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we've gone through all the scenarios coming out of winter, getting them kicked off on the spring, when the does drop the fawns and are lactating, you know, feeding them. Now we're heading back in, about to complete the circle in the fall with the rut upcoming and all the rigors that go along with it for the entire deer herd. So make sure you've got cottonseed, fortified cottonseed, available year-round. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I don't even have words anymore to describe Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor. I've bragged on him.
What about those ones you said earlier before we started?
You weren't supposed to say anything, Harold. Now, when I put the team together for Texas Outdoors Journal, he knows it. He was the first draft choice and has been with me for 29 years.
Well, like you told me, you wouldn't have done it if he wouldn't have done it.
You got that right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And every month just provides some great information in the magazine, and then every so often we can catch up with him and have him here on Texas Outdoor News. I'm talking about Bob Zeglin. Bob, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my friend? Hello? Bob? Are you?
Uh-oh.
Anytime.
Oh, there you are.
Oh. I hope you heard all the glowing comments and praise that I was heaping upon you. You say I never say anything nice about you, and then I couldn't hear your response.
That's probably true, but the fact is, it's only a fact that I'm getting older, and when you get older, people start talking nice about you.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not like, do you remember Bob Zeglin? At my age, man, I tell you what, I hate that when somebody comes ahead. Do you remember? What do you mean? Do I remember?
I've got a problem with remember who he is myself at my age.
All right, here we are. Almost about to hit the midway point of the month of September. Archery season starts in October. The general rifle season in November. We've had a cool front that's pushed through a good portion of Texas. You spend a lot of time in the air as well as on the ranches you manage. What is your overall assessment as we get ready for this upcoming season, Bob?
Well, it's a little premature for me to say. However, based on my observations, everything is looking much better than we expected because we did have periodic drought periods throughout the year. But things are looking up, looking really good. And there is a philosophy where sometimes when we do not receive the amount of rain we hope to get, sometimes deer are coerced or even forced to consume the better quality vegetation that's present, almost like I call it hospital food, and it actually accelerates antler growth. So there is some benefits to the times that we consider a little bit drier than normal. I'm not talking about severe drought, but I'm talking about when we have these little downward driven spikes of heat and very little minimal moisture. But overall, things are looking quite well. Very good, actually.
Well, when we have a drought, and one of the things that you have often mentioned, there's a benefit because water sources are a great place to observe whitetail, particularly when their bucks are still in bachelor groups, to see what the herd overall big boys look like, right?
Sure. And another thing, those individuals, which they are gaining popularity in supplementing cottonseed and other deer types of supplements, are during these weather conditions when it's dry, particularly those animals gravitate to those highly nutritional supplements, which benefit them better than normal. Because when it's wet, when it's usually abnormally wet, when we receive above normal rainfall. Many of the vegetative species are composed of a lot of water, so they might be palatable, but they're not necessarily nutritional. And so that's why during dry periods, animals gravitate to the what I call the backbone of the breast country, the Grand Hano and the Lycon and Kidneywood and such that are fortified with high protein elements and are extremely beneficial to them, as well as, say, supplements like cottonseed and protein pellet.
All right, let me ask you, I was watching radar midweek as this front was pushing through, and I saw a good portion of South Texas up through Central Texas was getting rains. Typically this time of year when those cool fronts hit the warm Gulf moisture, rainfall does occur, and that stimulates the growth of fall forbs. How does that impact not only the brush, but the forbs and browsing characteristics of deer?
Well, basically, you know, it's going to enhance their, augment the quality of their diet, no question about it. And what we're doing when we're getting water this time of the year, when day length is starting to shorten, is basically bank water. In other words, that's one of the reasons why I like aerating so much, because when you aerate pastures, you facilitate the percolation of water deeper into the ground, and it hides from the excessive evaporation rates that are experienced throughout South Texas. But as far as growth of forbs and that, sure, all that, including the brush, will be quite resilient coming back during these warmer periods following this little slight cold front we had. And basically, the animals will benefit nutritionally, which will help them along during the drought when the bucks actually will reduce their intake on a natural basis during the breeding season, and they usurp a lot of their nutritional elements from their body, and basically are really run down by the end of the rut. So it's always good for your animals to go into the breeding season at optimal nutritional levels, and I think that's what they're just about going to see here in the next few weeks.
All right. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Bob, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail editor Bob Zeglin right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail editor Bob Zeglin. Harold?
Yeah, Bob, people talk about scouting, and I go, well, okay, I haven't had the scouting course. You know, I can kind of figure out trails where they're going, watch out for those bedding areas. I mean, what kind of hints can you tell us what to look for?
Well, you know, when you're scouting, one of the ideal scouting tools we have laid out for us in South Texas, particularly during dry periods, is water. Deer concentrate around water, so, you know, you can spend an evening just sitting around a stock tank or an isolated water hole of some kind, or even a leaky windmill for that matter. But you will see a lot of deer come in towards evening to visit that water. And, you know, also, if you have a knowledge of the vegetative community, you will understand and comprehend what the deer are consuming. You'll know where they focus most of their time, and those are other areas that are good to spend your time looking for deer. But once you find deer this time of year, Harold, it's not overly predictable as to where they'll be a few weeks from now, particularly when they reach the rut period, middle of December. They convert from a summer home range core area to a breeding core area, which could be entirely different than where they exist right now. So you've got to remember that and be cautious about that. That's why I said I always make the statement, I do more scouting during the season than I do outside of the season, because I want to know where the deer are when it's to my advantage.
All right, listen, we've got just about a minute before we're out of time. We can spend hours talking to you. But you've got a philosophy that every time a hunter pulls the trigger, he makes a conservation decision. We need to remove does. We need to look at cull bucks. That all should be taking place early in the season, right?
Yeah, the faster that's done, the more is left or more is available to those remaining deer, hopefully desirable animals that are genetically aligned to maybe suffice or be more than adequate to what we'd like to see in the future.
Okay, and that includes those free-ranging exotics too, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Bob, listen, we appreciate you joining us and you always providing great insight to our deer hunting world. Our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail Editor Bob Zeglin. All right.
Yes. Thank you, Bob. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News
right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. And, Harold, more hunting seasons will open this weekend.
Opening up this weekend, you betcha. The early teal season statewide. These are all September 12 to 27. The Gallinule Moorhen, Rail and Gallinule, yes, statewide also. And Canada Goose only season, the Eastern Zone. For information on all of these, go to tpwd.texas.gov so you'll be sure you can do it right. And then go hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Want to thank our guest this week, Bob Zeglin, Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor. You know, we always get Bob as a preseason guest.
Yeah.
We ought to get him back on as the season's starting to wind down, mm-hmm. once the rut has already gone into maybe a third or fourth round. And when hunting gets a little bit tougher and bucks get to become more nocturnal, to see how he pursues.
Let's do that.
He's only put about six or seven whitetails in Boone and Crockett.
There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah, you've been there a while.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, man. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. They got great products out there. Also, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, we archive all of the shows there. So, you know, click on listen to the show, and you go, like, what'd they say last week? Well, you can find out by doing that. Also, we're up on, Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. And any of those sites that you can like us, please do, because that helps us build the audience. Remember this time of year? Well, actually, year-round. You catch somebody doing it wrong out there in the field, call Operation Game Thief at 800-792-GAME. All right? Be safe out there on the water or in the field so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.